Our story today called The Smile That Saved a Life by Sherry Antonetti. I've been to marches, I've prayed at clinics, I've written articles and letters to the editor, and I have 10 children. Yet the most effective witness I ever gave to the pro-life cause was when I wasn't trying to do anything other than find a way not to be lonely. One day, on the way out for a walk, I saw the receptionist at her apartment, and it looked like she'd been crying. I asked her what was up, and she told me, "You." I didn't understand, but she invited me to sit with her. Turned out she'd just broken up with a boyfriend and found out afterward that she was pregnant. Two girlfriends already offered to drive her to get an abortion, but she said seeing my son every day, holding him as he smiled and kicked, she couldn't. She just couldn't. Her reaction to me actually echoed my own reaction to someone else. I'd become a stay-at-home mom because I'd seen a baby boy in daycare and witnessed his smiles. I could not be with my son. I just couldn't. That unknown baby's smiles led to my staying home and being desperately lonely, and that led to sharing my son's smiles with this pregnant receptionist. I hugged her and we cried over her worries. We talked about what she could do. I'd never counseled anyone before, but we created a plan. It involved calling a doctor and getting herself checked, calling her folks to get support, and calling her boyfriend to let him know. I didn't know what would happen, but I told her that we'd be there for her regardless. She gave my son a kiss and dried her eyes. It was a while, but the next time I saw her, she threw open the door and hugged me. Everyone had rallied for her, her boyfriend and her parents. Now, instead of the loneliness, there was a family, fully engaged and fired up, alive, eagerly anticipating the child's birth. They married, and before I moved away, they'd had a son and a daughter. My son's smiles allowed another two children's smiles to be known to the world, and a whole host of smiles for the mom, dad, and the grandparents. It wasn't marching or protesting or lobbying that won a heart in this crisis pregnancy. It was presence. So while we march for those who weren't given the opportunity for life or who are wounded by abortion, fathers, mothers, siblings, and everyone else, and while we hope for a defunding of Planned Parenthood, we should recognize the other part of being pro-life. We have to be more pro-life and pro-living than protesting. So smile and walk out into the world and know that God will put you where you can be the most effective. 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.